What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, and Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. And we are back. You guys, I had to talk about this topic really, really quickly. I'm not going to be long, so grab your chips. I actually have my Cheetos Flamin' Hot. You know, happy Black History, you guys. I honestly said I was not eating out anymore this month. I was going to do a lot better with not eating out. So we'll see how that goes. I ate out today. In my mind, I consider it my last like out cheat meal or whatever. I had you guys, I need to go see if I have COVID, because I don't think I do. I'm not sick. I don't have any, you know, but this cough, like somebody was like, ooh, that's that COVID cough. So I was like, okay, I might go ahead and go get a test. Okay, let's get to this story. I said I wasn't going to be long. Let's get to the story, you guys. Oh my goodness. Anyways, let's just get straight to it. Nick Cannon, Ave Child coming out and all of this stuff. Boy, if you don't get on with your head ass, I don't got no friends. Nobody loves me. Now I'm going to be the coolest. Nick Cannon is the one. And I mean, I am 35 years old, so I've been around long enough to have seen the growth of Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has always been that awkward, never get any kind of dude, right? Like, he's always been that kid in the playground, just the kid who was always tagged along. Like, we all liked it. We never not liked him. Don't get me wrong. I actually love the Nick Cannon show. I'm not going to tell you any lie. I love the Nick Cannon show. I really watch it. I tell my clients, when my clients come in, I feel like it's the only kind of civil show that's on right now. You know, Wendy Williams, I've always loved her. Wendy Williams has always been number one to me. And, you know, with everything that's going on right now, I don't even know what, nobody knows what's going on with Wendy. So then Wendy has always been number one for the salon. Like, we watched Wendy. And now that Nick Cannon came, Nick Cannon actually kind of filled in. You know, Nick Cannon did his thing with filling in. I ain't going to tell him. He did his thing. But it's a lot for me. And then when I found out she was on the Wildin' Out show. So now you're seeking, what is this, your second baby mama from the Wildin' Out show? So now training season? This better not be no, in 10 years, these girls are coming out and saying something crazy. I'm just really being honest, because it's like, Nick, no. And a part of me, and that's why, you know, I guess it's different. That's why we have different personalities. A part of me is like, okay, well, whatever, you have kids. But another part of me is like, you're not going to be here for all of these children. And another part of me is saying, why all these girls kind of look alike? Where the Black girls at? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just being honest. Where are the Black women? When you so pro-Black, you so and all of these girls is looking a little bit kind of the same. You guys, if you're not following my YouTube, go ahead and follow my YouTube channel at the Naima B Show as well, where you actually get visual content. You get to see me. I actually already did a video last night on this subject, and I was being really, really funny. But on here, I'm actually a little bit more serious. The Naima B Show podcast is a little bit more serious. We get a little bit more down and dirty in depth. And in real life, this is real life, you guys. Okay? So, yes. Oh, and I said this is real life. I looked at it at the time and it was 444. So you already know we are tapped in. We're tuned in. Like, okay. So, honestly, that's all I really wanted to say about the Nick Cannon situation. He out here wilding out. Period. Point blank, period. I love y'all. Bye.